That was Rio by Duran Duran.
Look at you over there. Like, you haven't been over there for about a month at least, and you're like at home, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're back in your happy place. Hey, look, we've got Georgie in the control room, bossing it, and we've also got, who are you?
Amy,
and we've got Mr. Moon Man. We're going to go on to ghosts in a minute, but you're going to tell us about a moon.
Yes, I am.
Go on and tell us about the moon then. It's not an interrogation. You go for it.
So on November 5th, there will be a super moon at around like 3:55 BST.
BST?
Yeah, British Summer Time.
Oh. British what time?
British Summer Time.
How can it be British summertime?
Standard, isn't it?
We've just gone into winter time, haven't we? Because the clocks went back.
So if the clocks went back, that means it will be 2:55 PM.
Don't try and baffle me with your nonsense. Hey, I mean, how could it be British summertime? We're almost in November. It will be in November.
It's got to be standard then.
Is it?
Must be.
I don't know.
It's summer.
So anyway, your moon is going to be seen. Where can we see it?
In the sky.
But it won't be in the sky. As look like it's, you know, up there. It's going to be much lower, isn't it, by all accounts?
Yeah.
So what time again? 3:55?
3:55 PM, yeah.
3:55 PM, and that's on the when? When?
When?
Yeah, like when?
What day?
Oh, November 5th.
Oh, wow, yeah, we got there. is that your birthday as well?
November 6th is my birthday.
So, because you've mentioned, since you've come here this morning at 9:30, he's mentioned his birthday about four times.
Oh.
Do you think we should... are you hinting at something? Is it
well,
a
there's a lot of things happening around then.
Your birthday?
Yeah.
Are you wanting a card?
A cake?
What?
An ant?
Oh. Now, look, you mentioned ants. Yeah. He's got an ant podcast, but we've got to talk about... Because the moon can be connected with ghosts and Halloween and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk ghosties then, because we're Halloween 3 days away.
Yeah.
And you've got a ghost story.
I do. It's my mum's ghost story.
Right, okay. So is it spooky? Is it scary? Mm.
It's not scary, but it is spooky.
All right, okay.
Okay, so I used to live in France, and we used to live in a very old house. It was built in the late 1800s, and that the village we lived in was also, like, bombed in, like, the Second World War and everything. Like, half of our house was, like, missing kind of thing. And so there's loads of history there. So my mum and my dad, they used to have a bedroom in the attic, which was very creepy at night. So my mum would wake up sometimes and she'd see a little girl in a purple dress sitting at the top of the stairs.
Oh.
And she always thought it was me. She used to think, "What are you doing there, Georgie?" And she used to say it and I wouldn't answer because it wasn't me. I was asleep. And whenever this girl would appear, the light in the dressing room would turn on.
Oh my God.
But only my mum could see it. My dad couldn't.
What?
Yeah. And so one day, when we went back to England, she went to see a psychic, and the psychic said, "That is a little girl. She's trying to move on to the next side. Her name is Victoria. If you say go to the light, she won't show anymore." So when we got back home, my mum saw her again, and she said, "Go to the light," and then she never saw her again.
Oh, wow.
What the?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's well. See, I bet she misses that ghost now, doesn't she?
It's been a while now.
Wow, I do know that there's a gentleman that runs a post box. He runs a post box museum.
Yeah.
And he was always telling us about a particular post box that he had that, strangely enough, was French, because they're wooden.
Yeah.
And it was about a key, because it had a key. And apparently this key kept moving, or it was inside, and it kept moving around. It's a really spooky story. Next time he's in, because he does come in on a regular basis, I'm going to get him to tell the story about his spooky French post box.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I've yet to see a ghost, But every now and again, you think, I don't know, what was that? What was that? And you know, maybe it's your mind playing tricks on you, but that's strange that she was told you've got to say the magic word, which was move on to the light.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
My mum's seen one.
Really?
Well, I do as well.
In our house.
You can't leave it there.
What?
My mum's seen one. Come on, you've got to tell the story.
Right, well, so my granny lives in a really old house. It's like, it was built in like 1901 or something like that. So it's super old. And one night, my mum was going up the stairs, because this house has like 3 levels, and she was going up to the second floor, no, sorry, the top floor, and as she was going like round the staircase, she looked up and she saw this figure, and it was this woman. And the woman was like really blurry, but you could tell it was a woman. And my mum stood still for like 10 seconds, and then she just watched this woman like just disappear.
Whoa.
She never saw it again. But apparently it was the ghost of a woman that lived in the house like several years before, like 1900s basically. So like a super old woman, so very much dead. But
you hope.
Yeah. But yeah, it was creepy. I don't know if I personally believe in ghosts, because I've never seen one.
But if your mum's seen one and you believe your mum, that's
I believe it when I see it.
All right, look, we're gonna talk more on this and a few other subjects as well in the next hour. We've got Herman's Hermits taking us up to the 11 o'clock news, a must to avoid, and then we'll be back.